Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, welcoming you to my podcast. I release podcast episodes for each new and full moon, occasionally for other special astrological events, but generally the new and full moons, which are my focus. My website, risingmoonastrology.com, has information about the readings I offer as a consulting astrologer, and some other information about my background and astrology in general. I'm also on Instagram as Rising Moon Astrology. And I have a newsletter if you'd like to receive this information in your email inbox. The music that you hear is composed and performed by flautist Suzanne Tang. The track is called September Angels, and her music is available through magnatunes.com. It's Tuesday, early afternoon in my Eastern U.S. time zone, as I am recording this. In my time zone, the new moon in Cancer will arrive around dawn tomorrow morning. And this is a tricky place for me to be in, because this particular new moon has stood out in this year's astrology as a beacon of hope and positivity. And if you have been following the news cycle at all over the last several days, worldwide, this does not feel like where we are right now. So I have a description, a post, an essay about this new moon that I hope will bring context. But I want to acknowledge up front that what we're seeing is not what I hoped for, and quite possibly not what you've hoped for either. But this is where we are, so let's dive in and talk about it. I'm not going to lie, this new moon essay turned out to be a tough one. This solstice new moon with Jupiter has been on everyone's astrological radar as a lovely respite and hoped for change of direction after the tense transits of the first half of this year. Yet we're less than 24 hours from the new moon, inside a spiraling news cycle filled with bombs, threats, counter-threats, and claims that are impossible to substantiate definitively in the midst of all the noise. Where is great-hearted Jupiter empowered to raise banners of peace, to rebalance power to include the deliberately excluded, to just help us feel better? Jupiter is the planet of great expectations. Now he's exalted in Cancer, our expectations have been high. So it's tough to be heading into this new moon without a clear Jupiterian signal that it's all going to be okay. There are some useful things to say about why, in these last hours of the balsamic moon, we're not seeing the new moon energy we hoped for. First, having a Sun-Moon-Jupiter conjunction in Cancer with Mercury also in Cancer points to big feelings. Our core selves, our bodies and emotions, our minds, including how we perceive, process, and communicate, are all in deeply emotional territory. And that territory is made larger and more expansive with Jupiter's presence. We're in this with our whole bodies. The emotional focus of the moon's sign of Cancer is on issues of home, family, safety, security, our land, our people, having enough, trusting that life will provide. These are precisely the aspects of life that seem to be in the crosshairs of what's going on politically, in policy, and in direct actions on our streets. So it shouldn't be a surprise we're feeling really emotional and also probably unsafe. For those of you who might not be feeling this at the same level intensity you see around you, just know we're not all losing it. This new moon setup places us right into a vortex of deep emotion. Also, this moon is out of bounds. She's outside the control of the sun. This means she is feeling and processing those feelings on her own terms, which may or may not match up with anyone else's expectations. This new moon is in a tight sextile to Mars in Virgo. Mars wants to do something, to take action, to relieve both the emotions and their causes. But Mars isn't strong here. Virgo is detail-focused in a way Mars doesn't vibe with. So our own desires to take meaningful action may feel thwarted, in part because of a mismatch between what's happening in the world and our capacity as individuals to help. The bigger pressure is the square this new moon and Jupiter make to the Saturn-Neptune conjunction in Aries. Neither Saturn nor Neptune is well placed in Aries, since for very different reasons, neither planet is comfortable with the direct action Aries loves. In this current situation, it seems possible Saturn and Neptune are each trying to find a basis for action. But since they go about this in very different ways, and they are conjunct, no clear path forward emerges. There seems no direct avenue to relieve the tensions currently facing us. There are two hopeful indicators in this chart. One is Venus in Taurus sextiling the North Node in Pisces and trining the South Node in Virgo. Venus is strong in Taurus, her nighttime home. Here she is transitioning from the second into the third decan. Venus in the second decan experiences abundance with a need to be generous in sharing. In the third decan, there's a new awareness of loss to which Venus can bring a graceful hope. This feels like a good reminder that no matter what fate brings, we have choices around how we individually respond. We can choose generosity and grace. Also, remember this is a new moon. It's a seed time. The moon is dark in the sky. We can sense what might be happening, but cannot see it. Not yet. Our birth charts vary tremendously in how each ties into current world events. Some of us are directly affected, others of us less so. Over the next weeks, important astrological shifts will happen, and things will be happening in the world that won't feel the same for everyone. If we can acknowledge our own emotions and support ourselves with grace and humility, if we can support each other emotionally and with tangible resources and actions as we can, if we can avoid assuming the worst, yes, that does mean not doom scrolling, then we can partner with this new moon to experience ourselves, all of us, as members of communities, as we figure out how to keep moving toward the world we want together. This is Mary Pat Lynch of Rising Moon Astrology, wishing that you feel deeply, but in ways and places in which you also feel supported and held. This is a tough time. We don't really know how things are going to turn out. And there certainly are big feelings around all of that. But we can support each other and ourselves in community. And I wish that for all of us. As always, thank you for listening.